Time for employment issues with employment expert Graham Wynne from Superior People Recruitment. He joins us now. Good morning, Grey Grey.
Good morning, Mr. Bonner. How are you today?
Really, really well, Graham. A couple of interesting stories I wanted to run past you this morning. One is the gender pay gap. The gender pay gap is still quite obvious. Many companies are working to try and reduce that gap, the gap between what men and women are paid. Research is suggesting that companies that take deliberate long-term action are the ones getting results. But you've come up with, well, a company, I guess, a very blokey company that is smashing the gender pay gap. And I think our listeners are going to find this surprising. Graham, take us through it.
So, yes, so there is a company called Viva Energy. I assume I can name them because they're online, so the report's online. And they basically were amazed at how much the gender pay gap was in their organisation, being very male-orientated. And so the average across most businesses, the pay gap is about 20%, roughly thereabouts. So these guys are set around fixing that. How can we change this? How can we fix this? They put plans in place, and their gender pay gap now is only just over 10% between what the average male earns and the average female earns in that business. So they've done real things to really improve this. One of the issues that personally I have with this is how you go about reducing that gender pay gap. And it seems to me what people like these companies potentially are doing is by employing more females than males, that reduces the gender pay gap. That's how they're going about
it. So it's like a quota.
Correct. So are they really reducing the gender pay gap through increasing the payments of females?
Or just getting the balance, or just changing the balance?
Correct. And my argument here is that I think an easy way to reduce it is if you've got 10 managers who are all males, for instance, suddenly if three or four leave, you replace them with females. They may not be the right people for the job. That's your gender pay gap problem solved.
Graham,
and the way it works now is companies who employ more than 100 people now have to report, and those numbers will be online so people can see what is the gender pay gap in these businesses who employ more than 100 people. It will now be public information.
Isn't that interesting?
So you can, look at this is a company I'm going to work for. What is their gender pay gap at the moment? And you can now see that online. And I find that fascinating. They have to declare this.
Graham, the national total remuneration gender pay gap is apparently 22.8%. That means that for every $1 your average man makes, your average woman earns 77.2 cents. Is this because women have traditionally, for many, many, many years now, accepted less because they feel, at least I have a job? I don't know. How did it start? I know it goes back many years. In fact, after the war, any married woman that was in employment had to quit to make way for men coming back from the war. So women, I guess, have always felt like second-class citizens in the workplace. And traditionally, it was the woman that had the babies, that stayed home and looked after children, and the man was the major breadwinner. But since contraception, things started to change.
And you're right. Traditionally, this has been simply by the fact
since
that
the pill, past, I mean, since the pill.
Females now were staying at home with the children. So therefore, they weren't getting the same level of promotions that men were getting because men were staying in their careers.
Yep.
So you had more men at the top end of organisations. That consequently creates a gender pay gap. And it's not always an intentional thing that we're just paying men more than women. And I think the gender pay gap's been getting a bit confused with, are we paying men more for the same job than a woman? That's not what the gender pay gap is. It's about what is the average male earning in your organization? What is the average wage for females in your organization? That is gender pay gap. And so basically it's saying that there is a difference, but if you're top heavy with men, which could have been purely just through natural attrition or because of circumstances, you can therefore have a large gender pay gap.
Is it discrimination, Graham, if a company that employs over 100 people and you can see and their employment figures are completely transparent, as you just mentioned, is it then argued that it could be discrimination if a woman isn't paid the same as a man on a 50-50 pro rata basis?
Well, again, it's about, are they being paid the same for the same job? Now, there's a new workforce rule coming in, which Tony Burke is trying to push in, where basically same job, same pay. Whether you've been doing it for 5 years or 1 year or 20 years, same job, same pay. Now, people are fighting that rule, hook, line, and sinker, because they don't think it's a good idea that. And he says that will equalise the payments because it doesn't matter how long you've been doing the job for, same job, same pay.
Yeah, but could it be argued that if you've been doing the job for longer than somebody else, you're more experienced and arguably more value to the company?
Correct. So why not get paid more? He wants to stop that.
I can see why he wants to introduce it, but I can see why it's fraught with danger.
Absolutely. And so to reduce this gender pay gap, basically quotas will fix that. And it doesn't mean you're paying females more for the same job. You just employ more. And therefore, by having more females than males, or reducing that gap of how many females or males, you will therefore reduce the gender pay gap. So is that really fixing the gender gap problem, or simply fudging the numbers to make it look right?
Yeah, I don't know. Could it be argued that it's discrimination if those figures are held under a microscope? Tricky one. Mm. I've just always thought best person for the job.
I've always worked that way, and that's how it should be. But clearly, that's not how people want it to work these days.
Look at the Reserve Bank now. Look at Qantas now.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, it should be an employer should be able to pick the right person for the job and pay them what they think is right, whether you're male, female, or anything else. That should be their right to pick the person they think is right for the job, regardless of anything else.
It's an interesting one. It's a tricky one. Graham, thank you so much for that. Always good to talk to you. Thank you for informing us.
No problem at all, Luke.
There you go. Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment.